We have your Mayor Pricing Director, Jess, jumping on the line to answer any questions that you may have, okay? All right.
Hi, Tom.
Yes.
Hi, Tom. My name is Jesse. I am the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How's your Monday going?
It's Monday.
Yeah. Tell me about
it. It's living up to its name.
Yeah. Sure is, isn't it? So they have me running around here like a chicken with my head cut off right now. So.
Well, that's what I was telling your gentleman. Where are you from?
Well, we're in California, in Costa Mesa, California. Which is
Orange
County.
I'm sorry to hear that, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Why?
Trust me. I keep praying for that fault line to fall, but you know, it just never does.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's definitely.
Well, I come up here in Detroit, you can always tell what we think of California up here in Detroit.
It's definitely crazy expensive here. I mean, you know, literally you get taxed walking down the street. So I mean, it's.
Oh, my buddy lives in San Francisco. He's from Detroit here. He's been living down there for a number of years. I'm like, how do you like it? He goes, I love the weather. I hate the state.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I have the unfortunate fact of being born here. So, and you know, now they charge you to leave the state. So it's
they got to be making a lot of money then, because what I understand, everybody's running.
Hey, you know, but see, the thing about it is, even if, you know, a couple million people left this state, right, we'd still be pretty booked here, pretty full. So
all you got to do is tell everybody, hey, all you idiots from the Midwest and East Coast that moved here back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, or the 60s and 70s, y'all move back now.
Well, that's the thing about it is, you know, most people that live here aren't actually from here. My dad, he's actually from Wisconsin, and then my mom is from Virginia. So, I mean, you know, and then they just came together and had me here for some reason.
California love.
You know, I keep on telling them, you know, why didn't you have me in another state? What is wrong with you? You just set me up for failure. Like,
well, when were you born? The 70s?
When was I born? No. 70s? I was born in the 90s. God, do I sound that old?
Oh, God, you're a baby.
Yeah, no.
You're a baby.
I mean, my mom was born in the 60s, so.
You're as old as my son. My son's, what, 93? So, what is it, 28? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, I was born in 1990. So, just a couple years older than your son.
Well,
was I born in the 70s?
Glad.
Oh, gosh, but do I really sound
well,
that old?
Well, I'm listening to you. I remember the 70s, every 70s and 80s, and we had a thing up here in our signs for motorcycles and hot rods. You know, we're working on a big sign in every shop. We don't give an F what they say or do in California. We aren't doing it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I wish I could have been born then, though. It would have been nice to be alive in a different time. I mean, you know, right now,
well,
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you, 80s
was
fun.
Yeah.
I used to ride from here to Florida, clean across the state, and get off down south of you, down, what was that, San Pedro or something down there? Or 10,
yeah.
10 disappears? And
okay.
Then from there, party all around California. I thought it was weird then. I understand that Bob Seger song. More and more I went there.
Yeah. I love San Pedro.
Hollywood Nights.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then I remember being young and let's all go to wine country. And I've never been there. We went there and we're ready to drink and everybody's like being all quiet. Yes, yes. So looking at the wine, swirling around, sniffing it. Well, by our third winery, we'd hold a glass up. Yep. Slam it.
Yeah. On to the next,
last
right?
Time in yeah. And the last time I was in California, I flew into LAX and I said, I remember why I don't come here. This place is nuts.
LAX, well, yeah, LAX just sucks. It's definitely, LAX is like the worst part of California. Yeah, definitely.
Well, your gentleman was telling me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but your gentleman was telling me that you guys want to put me higher in the algorithm of YouTube. What I told him was, I'm going to tell you, you can look at my site.
I did.
You tell me what you could do for me. It's Cloudy Overhead Door, Garden City. It's growing. Every time I add pictures or somebody, I'm not big on, you know, leave a reference. Customers do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, thanks. But then it puts me at the top.
Right.
I haven't looked at it in a couple weeks. I have no idea just about where I'm at. But I was getting a lot of business, but same time with everybody. And I was telling the guy, I'm afraid to take on more because I'm already 2 weeks out with two trucks. I've got a truck sitting here. Then I'm looking for an employee to put in.
Right.
It's
well, okay.
Get anybody to work.
So, Tom, I had a solution for you because I was kind of listening to the call a little bit and, you know, kind of know what's going on with what's going on with you. And, you know, and definitely. So you are on the first page of Google, right? Right now, uh-huh. You're coming up number 5 on the map.
So if I go in there, I got a bunch of pictures. So if I go on Google right now, slam a bunch of pictures up and everything else I do, I'll be back to number 1. And that's what I was telling the guy.
Right.
I always, you know, where I decided is, if I go to play with the daily, I'm staying at number 1. If I don't, then I fall behind.
Right. Okay. So well, so like, we do have something that we can make that happen for you, right? But my thought for you actually was something completely different. So have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed?
No, me and Google don't get along too much.
Okay.
I got an Android phone and I kicked him completely out of it, and every time I turn around, Google's trying to, we need permission for this, no, you do not, you don't need pictures. I said, I want something stupid, I want a map. We need all your contacts and pictures. No, you don't, stupid. I want directions.
Yeah, right.
what do you need my pictures and contacts for?
For your business, they're asking that over.
No,
and over
just my phone.
Business. Oh, okay. Just to get around.
You know, because I do a lot of work off my phone, too. You know, if I'll go in here and say, okay, you want the voice thing. But we need all your contacts and photos. Why do you need my photos and contacts if I'm using your service? It has nothing to do with you, Dad. So let's say me and Google got a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that that's, you know, kind of the majority of people. Well, I'm actually, I don't know about the majority of people, but at least I understand.
Here, I'm born
I mean,
in 1960.
Like you know, and
I'm born in 1963. Okay.
Okay.
So does that tell you how much I trust in computers? They can't take a punch, but they can sure piss you off.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and the it's just the internet is taking over the world, right? I mean, people can't function without it anymore. So, you know, that's really.
I'm just fine. I don't watch porn and I don't care about sports. I'm one of those, if I'm not doing it, I'm not watching it. That's what the internet's good for. The rest of it, I go word of mouth. But you know what? On the flip side of that, I am, have some plans that I might need the internet more and more. So if I had this location I have now, let me throw something out at you here.
Okay.
And I decided I'm going to open up a remote location and we're going to do it pretty much off the internet.
Uh-huh.
What's that going to do for my company? Do I get to sign up more for this type of stuff? Or does this cover like an umbrella thing that if I decide I'm going to go to Nashville, I'm going to go to Austin, Texas? No, I'm not coming to California. Don't worry about that. And, I mean, furthest west I might make it might be Arizona.
Well, so
but
what
would that do for me? I want to open up, I install service, and everything commercial residential garage doors. That's my line of business.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, if I sign up with you, mm-hmm. and I decide I'm going to open up another location,
mm-hmm.
am I under an umbrella with this quality overhead door, or am I going to pay you guys more to get this other location, number one Google thing, going up?
Well, that's a good question.
Thought so myself.
So first off, you know, the thing is with Google is you have to, I mean, and I know you know the process of it because you've already been PIN verified. So in order to get on Google for a company, you have to be PIN verified, right? So they have to actually mail you out it's like a 6-digit code. You got that, I'm sure, for your company, right? So you would have to have a physical address.
I'm going to have a brick and mortar address to do this, not just PO Box.
Yeah, you have there. I mean, you could even use a friend's address, but you can't have a P.O. box. No.
I can rent a closet in someone's office.
just as long as you're not doing it out of your car or out of a P.O. box, that's pretty much, you know, the only requirement.
Well, there's a company called ASAP Doors, and they're doing they're pinned with you guys, but they had to get a brick-and-mortar place in every city they're in, and they have a place out in Jacksonville, Florida, but they have a place up here in Detroit, and that's what I'm kind of, I know what you're talking about. They basically have a closet as their brick-and-mortar place.
Well, I mean, so that's the thing is, like, you know, a lot of companies don't actually list their actual physical location. on the Google listing. So that's having a brick and mortar is, you know, it really doesn't matter what the business address is, because people, there's, you know, you can hide that on the internet. It just is Google basically making sure that you're not some kind of sketchy, you know, like weird.
No, that's Angie's List.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't care. You got a heart beating past 20 bucks, you're on.
So, I mean, but that's the, you know, the difference with Google is they just at least want to make sure that you have a location that isn't, like, just out, like, you're homeless in your car, or, you know, it's not even the actual, like, a business. It's that, something that they can mail you out something so you can verify that PIN code, right? So, to answer your question, Tom, I mean, it is something that we could do, but just as long as you would be able to have an address in whatever location you're planning on opening it up.
Okay, that's what I was curious to. That's what I heard this gentleman had to be able to keep those Google Sandy, is that he had a good brick and mortar. And we'll be the same. I'm already looking at different cities right now. I don't know why. I think I'm glutton for punishment. I look at other cities and look for companies that are small.
Mm-hmm.
And not going anywhere, and going down there and
buying one out.
Buying it out, maybe I'll just make a stock option with them. How do you think the big garbage companies in the United States garbage companies got so big? It wasn't buying out. They started out with stock options.
Yeah.
You know, so something like that where I can get, you know, I can start still keep people intact. Not that I need a brick and mortar place, you know, at the moment, because a lot of the manufacturers I deal with, they have what they would call a rock. You know, they have warehouses where things can be shipped there and the guys can pick it up there instead of having it shipped right to my address.
Right. Okay.
So I don't have to keep stock on hand. You know, doors, all the big stuff. So that's why I'm like, God, I don't really, you know, if I get big enough in the market, then I'll go after one of these companies. What can you do for me? You said,
So I was just wondering if, because, you know, see, the thing is, I really think that Google Guaranteed would be a good option for you. So,
what's that run me?
So just to kind of clarify what Google Guaranteed is, it's actually a lead generation service, but the major benefit in the leads, Tom, are they're exclusive leads, so they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. And if they're calling outside of your service area or about something you don't do, that'll be considered a not qualified lead. Okay, so, but the great thing for you, Tom, is that you can turn off and on these leads, and this puts you at
It sounds like Angie's List. They told me all the same stuff. You know, I could turn them on, off in this area, and you only got to change the service calls only this much, but the installs that much.
Well, you know, but the thing about it is, Tom, not only does this put you at the very top of Google, but I would say that really with this is Google is kind of perfected what other companies have done that haven't been so popular and made them different. Like, one, we're not going to be, you know, telling you you're going to be getting all these leads, these crazy amount of leads or, you know, things that aren't realistic. You know, it's kind of under-promising and over-delivering the services that we do, but it's also the fact that you're not sharing your leads with other people. So at least, because I've never worked with Angie's List or Home Advisor, but I have worked with a lot of
clients. Like you guys. You tell me all the same thing, and I had to pause them, guys, because like you said, I can take leads or anything if I need to pause it. And I just paused them again this morning because I come to find out the people who actually want work done, I will give you, if you work for Google, I do get a higher quality. The people who call Angie's List are basically low-hanging fruit.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, think about how it works, right? So people go to search for garage door repair. They go to Google to do that. Then they see the Google Guarantee, the Google Ads, the local map section, and below all of that, they're going to see Angie's List. So, I mean, those are the people that are really searching for price. I mean, people don't go through that much of Google without those people that are like, I'm going to find the rock bottom deal. You know, I am only going to
That's Angie's List. I've argued with them already.
Right. So that's why that's happening is people are literally combing through the internet just looking for the rock bottom price of what they can get. And then, you know, that lead is sent to all the same people in your area because they're listing you under top 25 garage door companies, right?
And they got a new one. Since they bought out HomeLink or whatever it was, or Home, whatever,
HomeAdvisor.
They now send you out to no more than three. Yeah, HomeAdvisor, they bought them out. They are no longer, they only do three.
Well,
but
that's
then everyone
they
I deal with, they said it's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know,
that's
some
good,
of the prices.
It's a good
that's what it
saying.
Is. You deal with low,
that.
it is. It's low-hanging fruit. You're, I mean, you deal with these other companies. It's, you know, most calls are $125. $5 chipset.
Right.
What's the job? I'm only going to give you $60.
Right.
Well, you got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I give you a 2-year guarantee on my labor and everything else. I don't work out of my mama's funeral house.
Right.
And I didn't steal the door from my work this morning. So, you know, I'm a little different.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going against people. They blew me out of water. They put a door for what I paid for. I says, that guy stole that door.
Yeah. that wouldn't be surprised, you know, these days. I mean, everybody's talking about material shortages. I really wouldn't be surprised if people are going and stealing doors to do business.
We do this twice a year. I don't know about your business. Twice a year. And excuse me, man, my wife gets upset. But basically, you got a guy with an impact in one hand and a tallywhacker in the other, and he's a doorman now. We go through it twice a year. And then I got to fight against these internet guys. They're all over. Mm-hmm. Who come into Detroit, and I beat the prices. Is that a problem? I'm just when my wife gets upset. I call them rapist companies. They're like, if you want a residential door in your place, you go on the internet. This guy's got internet there. He's at the top of his page. You're paying this guy. I'll give you Detroit prices versus California. See, whatever Detroit is, add probably another 75%. You probably got, or 100%, you got California prices.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy will mark up $1,800, basic door. I'm putting it in for $13.
Okay.
But I'm mostly a commercial company, and I get people. Why are you so cheap? I'm a commercial company that does small doors. That's what we call residential. I know what I have to make my profit margin in. I do this to keep my numbers up with my manufacturer. That's all residential is to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put me on Google, like I was telling the other gentleman, nobody calls. They'll say, got a door broke, call a company. First thing that woman's going to do is walk in her office. She's going to hit Google, door repair in my area.
Right.
And there we are. You're the new Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Is what you are. That's what you are.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, you know, people used to flip on the Yellow Pages, and we used to all fight who can have the first page or the next page over. You know, when you open them up, you got looking at two pages. Who can be on the first? Who can have the most glorified ad? Basically, you offer me first or the second page.
Right.
I understand what you're doing. Now, you said you had something special, and it comes down to me money. How much is this?
Well, so just to kind of clarify, I mean, I wanted to bring this to your attention because, you know, I believe that you're licensed and insured, right?
Yes, ma'am. I got a lot of insurance. I can blow up a factory and rebuild it.
Well, just so you know, Tom, the reason that it's called Google Guaranteed is because Google is actually guaranteeing your work. So they offer up to $2,000 in insurance for the client for choosing you, and they're telling the client.
Only thing in Michigan you need to be licensed for is residential. Okay?
Okay.
It's different. And that only way you gotta do that in Michigan is if you bill somebody over $600. But the way prices are going up, we're getting them to jump it back, we're getting them to like jump up 2-3 times that.
Okay.
Because you can't hardly get somebody come and change out a light switch in your house for under $100. Anymore,
right.
So it's like, but that's only, but as far as, we do a lot of heavy commercial here, we still got a lot of the big three and the big three suppliers up here in Michigan, Detroit area, but the market's getting smaller. That's why I'm listening to you still. Usually I go, thank you very much, and I hang up, but I'm listening. What can you do for me?
Okay, well, so then you just need to be able to pass a background check, which I'm sure you won't have a problem doing. So the cost for Google Guaranteed, just to explain that, it's going to be a $250 application fee. Okay, so the application itself does take 4 to 8 weeks to process, and then you would pay a minimum monthly. The minimum monthly for that would be $383, and you wouldn't have to pay that until your application is processed. That allows you 13 leads for the month, and then that's $29.33 per lead. So then with this, Tom, so, like I was saying,
and basically what that's going to do is you're going to put me on the top, the front page for the first 2 months, going to cost me five and a half. And that takes the place of me getting off my butt and playing with my own free Google thing.
Well, yeah. So this puts you at the very, very top of Google, like the very tippy top.
I've been on the,
right,
I've been on the very, very top of, I've been right there many times just going in and playing with my own account.
Well, so the only way you can be there is if you're doing Google Guaranteed. So, yeah, you can be there at the top with the organic listing, but with the Google Guaranteed, this puts you above all of that. So it puts you above the ad section as well as the map section into that very top portion where it'll have little green check marks next to it, and it'll say Google Guaranteed. When it has the green check mark next to it, that means the lead is turned on. If your leads are turned off, you'll still remain on Google. It's just you won't be there within that 1, 2, 3 spot. So, but you'll still be there with the
other. So if I go in there and look right now, I'll have my wife look up my company right now, and is it going to show everybody these guarantees of people who are above me? Because we haven't experienced any of that yet.
Well, so for that here, well, like I said, for right now in your area, it looks like for the map section, it looks like you're coming up number 5. But for the ad section, I don't see anybody in particular for the ad section right now, which just means that, I mean, there may not be a lot of people in the area doing it, right? But
I drive to the main road here about a half a block up, look down, and I see downtown Detroit. We got quite a few door companies here.
Yeah, well, so just for the Google Guaranteed, you know, since it is a newer program, this is, like I was saying, it's not available for all areas and all industries because it is something that Google just started doing. People, you know, in that.
Well, they get in trouble. They're not making enough money off us selling our information. Now they got to figure out how to shake us down some more.
No, not at all. It's just a better lead generation service so that you can, you know, pause your leads. Because we do have other packages, Tom. Like I was saying, we do have for the local map section, it would be $199, but that's going to be a flat fixed monthly rate, $199 month to month. We do submit your company with up to 60 directory listings, get you on that local map section, constantly keep you up there first. On that first page, then also, we get you on mobile devices. But I mean, from what I was hearing with your conversation with Rusty is you were kind of already doing that. So that's why I wanted to tell you about the Google Guaranteed portion. Cause at least with this, you can pause your lead, right? So like, but let me explain. So Tom, like, let's just say you took on one lead for that month, right? So the 383, which would be your minimum monthly, you take on one lead, and then it would be the remainder. So let's see. One, hold on. Let me do the math for this. So three.
Now, I've already been in the sales pitch. You give me pretty much your business plan. I swear to God, it sounds like I'm talking to Angie.
I'm not really trying to sell. I mean, honestly, I have no idea what they sound like. I'm just trying to explain
it. It sounds like you guys. That's why I'm like, I think somebody here is, you know, poaching on somebody else's game packs. I'm hearing all the same stuff that was pitched to me 3 weeks ago. I gave them a try, and like I said, I was getting low hanging fruit. And pause me again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you'll get definitely better paying jobs. I mean, from Google, right, Tom? I mean, you know, that's the difference. Is you're going to be getting those better paying jobs, being there on the top page of Google, not having to share your leads with other companies, and then you don't have to pay for the leads if they're outside of your service area or they're calling about something you don't do, right? So I mean, that's ultimately the difference. I personally have 100% retention rate with Google Guaranteed. You know, I've definitely seen a higher return on investment with that particular program. So, you know, that's why
I
wanted to... With Google Guaranteed.
Why, are you on that too?
No. I have 100% retention with the customers that I've signed up for it. So that's what I mean by that.
Okay, well, I'm interested, but I'm going to have to discuss this with my son, all right?
Okay.
And I had the knowledge. I have 35 years in it.
Okay.
I shut down the business a number of years ago due to a motorcycle accident. Some lady in the minivan decided I needed to stop, and I had no intentions. She won.
Oh.
So it kind of put me in retirement. I told my son, this is mine. Until I retire. I says, it's yours. We don't have any paperwork, any anything. But these are cheap. That's why I said I need pricing. And that's why I tried to tell the guy, I'll give you my email. Send me this so I have something to show. I am interested. But my son's not as flamboyant with money as I am. So this is why I need to sit down. This is what the lady said. This is the plan. This is what we, you know, things we should do. He's pretty impressed with the Google because we have been getting more commercial accounts because established companies. I was established until I got in the accident. The company's been around since 1956. And when I went down in the hospital, spent 16 weeks getting a new elbow, learn how to walk, learn how to do everything, my company was people working with it. They post it. And I got out of the hospital 16 months later. There wasn't nothing left. So my son got tired of working for other people. He goes, fire it back up. So we fired it back up, and we have let work push us to this point. And now we're at a point where I'm busy. Like I said, I got a truck sitting here. I just want talking to you. I watered plants on my word truck. That's all it's good for right now. We put my plants on it so I get sun. That's terrible. But is there something you could do for me on this? I know everybody likes pulling quick triggers, closing, and everything else. I understand. I do sales too.
Well,
but
I
need something I can show.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. I mean, I'm here for you. What is your email?
T.Boone, B-O-O-N-E.
Okay.
645.
Uh-huh.
At Gmail. Go figure. I wish I taught somebody at Gmail and get my Gmail cleared up so I could tell you the horoscopes and everything else. I get so much stuff. Like, what is all this stuff? So, but if you send me some, he's working. I'm going to get him over here. If there's, anything that you think would do it.
Right, T as in Tom, right, as in your name, dot Boone.
Yeah, T as in Tom, period, yeah, dot Boone, B-O-O-N-E.
Okay, at 645 at Gmail.
645. Okay. Yes, ma'am. You send it to me where I can bring him over here, open it up on a computer. And is there anything that you want? His name's Aaron. He's my 28 years old, 29 years old. He's born in 93. March,
yeah, he's
93.
The same age as my sister, actually.
Okay, well, he is more, like I said, he's not as flamboyant as I am. Me, I like something, here it is, sign me up, let's go. Now he's yelling at me about the Angie's listing, because the guy talked to me and everything else. I talked to a few people, they're small guys. And once I tried it, he or I are not a prospect at all. And that's why he's like, God, so before I do another thing like this, because I did get a lot of leads, and they wanted to take money from my account.
Mm-hmm.
But these leads are, again, bottom fruit.
Yeah.
You know, they want to pay me $60 for something. I'm like, sorry, we haven't charged $60 to fix a door since, like, 1987, maybe 86. So
right.
Would you like to come in this century?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, and I explain why that is, but it's also... the fact that, you know, I mean, HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, they're just not doing so great right now either. I mean, you know, it's just doing a quick Google search of
them. No, that's why I'm interested with the Google. I agree with you. You got my attention on this one. I want to get out of there, and I know what Google has done so far for us.
Yeah,
by being
definitely
the first couple on the page, it has actually brought us work. I protect our you know, we used to be 5-0, came down, and I got one guy, good friend of mine. He put, yeah, they were okay. And I'm like, you jerk off, you just lowered me down 2 points. Like, why do you even bother leaving a thing on there? A report, you know. But how did you like it, you know? Yeah, they were okay. I'm like, yeah, I'd have been better off if you left me off there.
Yeah.
So I know what Google's done, so I'm not that way, but if you send me what you want to send me, or what you think I'm going to be able to show him, and maybe have some number that you can actually, you know, I can go back, ask you questions, or email, or whatever it is, I can ask you questions that he has, and we go from there.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Angie's so Angie's listening, the same thing like you guys are saying, so many lists, I could pause it every time, and this, then, it was just, oh my God, what a nightmare.
Well, so I did just go ahead and send you that email. I already sent that. You should have it in your inbox now. And then maybe would there be a better time to follow up with you?
Let me look at this tomorrow with him.
Okay.
Or today. And get a hold of me tomorrow. This is the business phone I have forwarded right to my cell phone. So that's why I said I'm out here watering plants.
Okay. What would be a better time to, would this time
work
for you?
The same time. Same time would be good.
Okay, perfect.
And I keep getting these calls. Somebody says there's something wrong with my Google and everything else. When I talk to somebody, it feels like they sent me to Bangladesh. Oh, we got this problem? No, there's no problem. I can even call Google. Is there any problem? Nope, you're good.
No, that's weird. Yeah, I don't see any problems with your Google business profile, so I don't know what that's about. I definitely wouldn't trust it. Yeah, I wouldn't trust that.
I like it. Oh, we got problems on your Yelp and this and that. I go, hey, bozo, you better get your story straight. I'm only on Google. And I says, I'm telling you what, you got one more shot to get your story straight or you're done. Click.
Yeah, that's,
I guess I'm born in an age where we don't trust nobody.
Yeah.
You know? We ask questions, you know.
I mean, it may be an age where you were born in, but I think that's just pretty natural as you age to just not trust anybody. So I definitely think that, you know, I get it. I mean, but whatever they're talking about, I just wouldn't trust that in general because, I don't see anything wrong with it. And you would know if there was something wrong with it. Typically, people get like an email or something, you know, stating that there's been something going on with their Google business profile.
I get a Google alert.
I've
had something happen before, but I got a Google alert. So when I got somebody that, you know, got a new scam over in India and want to tell me there's something wrong here, and I never say the Y word. I always say correct and how can I help you? Because I do not want that word recorded. And they say, oh, but he said affirmative on that one. No, we ain't saying that word online.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's why I'm just... As you can tell, I'm careful what I say. But if you send me something, I'm sorry.
Jesse.
Jesse? I should know. I got a niece that name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Jesse Corcoran. Yeah, you can, my extension and phone number is also on the email that I sent you. So.
Wonderful. I'm not much on a computer. I'm going to pull it. I have my wife pull it up. I'm not allowed to play with them. I used to take out mouses, but when I blasted a new monitor across the room, I'm not allowed to play with computers no more.
Okay. Well, check it out and show it to your son, and I'll call you tomorrow at around this time, okay?
Sounds good, Jesse. I appreciate your time, dear.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon, Tom. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.